Books on Tape presents The Devil's Teeth, a true story of obsession and survival among America's great white sharks by Susan Casey. Read by Kimberly Farr. Humanity is exalted not because we are so far above all living creatures, but because knowing them well elevates the very concept of life. Edward O. Wilson. Every angel is terrifying. Rainer Maria Rilke. Introduction. An ocean without its unnamed monsters would be like a completely dreamless sleep. John Steinbeck, The Log from the Sea of Cortez. The killing took place at dawn, and as usual it was a decapitation, accomplished by a single vicious swipe. Blood geysered into the air, creating a vivid slick that stood out on the water like the work of a violent abstract painter. 500 yards away, outside of a lighthouse on the island's highest peak, a man watched through a telescope. First he noticed the frenzy of gulls, bird gestalt that signaled trouble. And then he saw the blood. Grabbing his radio, he turned and began to run. His transmission jolted awake the four other people on the island. "We've got an attack off Sugarloaf. Big one, it looks like. Lot of blood." The house at the bottom of the hill echoed with the sounds of scientist Peter Pyle hurrying, running down the stairs, pulling on his knee-high rubber boots, slamming the old door behind him as he sprinted to the boat launch. Peter and his colleague Scott Anderson, the voice on the radio, jumped into their 17-foot Boston whaler.